Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 18, Tape B, Side 2. Comprehension Practice. This exercise is a conversation between Zhu Dazhong and his mother. Listen to the conversation in its entirety. If there are any points where you are unsure of what is being said, go back and listen again. At the end, an English translation will be given. A second conversation will follow. Both of these will help you in your overall comprehension ability. The current patterns and new vocabulary are used. There are two new words in this conversation.
机械师,
machinist,
交给,
to teach something to someone. Mrs. Zhu begins a conversation.
大中, 你下次回来就看电视, 看得太多就没功夫念书, 你怎么了? 是怎么回事?
妈妈, 你自己在电台工作, 怎么不让我多看电视呢? 我看的都是教育节目, 可以得到很多知识。
我不是不让你看, 虽然你看的节目都很好, 可是书也得念啊。 你都看些什么? 说给我听听。
每星期四晚上, 有一个钟头的节目, 讲汽车里的机器, 和汽车, 常出的毛病, 讲的人 也教给大家 怎么修理这些毛病。
哦, 那是我们电台的节目, 我听说这个节目很好, 可是没看过, 因为我不懂机器。 你听什么人讲过?
我听三个人讲过, 两位 是教机械的老师, 一位是修理汽车厂的机械师。 上次的节目里, 介绍了一个美国的汽车工厂, 那里的设备都是最新的。
你还喜欢看什么节目?
每星期三晚上, 有半个钟头, 讲自行车常出的毛病, 也教人怎么修理, 这些知识 对我都很有用。 妈妈, 你喜欢看什么节目?
我最喜欢看的是新闻节目, 新闻节目不一定只是报告新闻, 有很多都是研究问题。 我也喜欢文化节目, 我们那个电台每星期二晚上 有一个钟头的节目, 介绍各国文化。
你知道介绍文化的那些人吗?
有几个人我知道, 他们对他们讲的问题都十分有研究。
昨天, 您广播新闻的时候, 我正帮忙一个同学修理他的自行车, 所以我没听。 后来, 同学们说, 您讲了一个模范工人的事情, 是什么事情?
啊, 是一个自行车修理厂的工人, 姓赵, 大家叫他小赵, 他对朋友和同事 非常热情, 很愿意帮忙别人。
很多人都愿意帮朋友的忙, 那也没什么。
他不只是帮别人的忙, 他也帮忙同事。 前几天, 大家才知道, 他自己没有多少钱, 可是他听说有一个同事 孩子很多, 生活很不容易, 所以他每个月 用一半的钱去帮忙那个同事。
那么, 小赵自己也得花钱吃饭、买衣裳什么的。
他自己连一分钱也不随便花，连一双鞋也不随便买。他替那个同事的家里办了很多难办的事情。
这种人很少，这种人对他的工作一定也很负责。
他不只是对工作负责，他也喜欢新知识。每天下班以后，他到一个机械学校去念书。
那么他差不多没有时间休息了？
可以这么说，他用时间去换知识，所以他的知识十分广泛。
妈妈，我也想少花一点钱，用那些钱帮忙别人。以后我送报和上学都可以骑自行车去，您不必开车送我了。完了。
And a translation. Da Zhong, when you come back from classes, all you do is watch television. If you watch too long, you'll have no time to study. What's wrong with you? What's going on? Mom, you yourself work at a television station. Why won't you let me watch television more? All I look at are educational programs.That way, I can gain a great deal of knowledge. It isn't that I won't let you watch TV. Although the programs you watch are all very good, you still have to study your books. What do you watch? Tell me. Every Thursday evening, there is a one-hour program explaining automobile engines and the malfunctions that frequently occur in automobiles. The person who lectures teaches everyone how to fix these problems. Oh, that's a program from our station. I've heard this program is very good, but I've never seen it. I know nothing about engines. Who have you heard lecturing? I've heard three people lecturing. Two were teachers of mechanics, and one was a machinist in an automobile repair plant. In the last program, they introduced an American automobile factory.The installation facilities there were the very newest. What other programs do you like to watch? Every Wednesday evening, there is a half hour where they talk about problems that occur with bicycles. They teach people how to fix them. All this knowledge is most useful to me. Mom, what kind of programs do you like to watch? I like to watch the news programs most of all.News programs don't necessarily report just the news. There are also many which are about problems in research. I also like cultural programs. Our station has a one-hour program every Tuesday evening where they introduce the cultures of various countries. Do you know the people who lecture on culture? I know some of them. They are extremely knowledgeable about the problems they lecture on. Yesterday,When you were broadcasting the news, I was in the middle of helping a fellow student repair his bicycle, so I didn't listen. Later, a schoolmate said, you talked about a model worker. What was this all about? It was about a worker in a bicycle repair plant named Zhao. Everyone calls him Young Zhao. He is extremely warm-hearted towards his friends and colleagues, and very willing to help others.A lot of people are willing to help others. What's so great about that? He didn't only help his friends, he also helped his colleagues. It was only a few days ago everyone learned, although he himself hasn't a great deal of money. He had heard one of his colleagues had a large number of children and was having a difficult time making ends meet. So, each month he used half of his money to help that colleague.In that case, Young Zhao also had to spend money to eat and buy clothing, etc. He himself never spent a single penny recklessly. He wouldn't buy even a single pair of shoes needlessly. He undertook a lot of very difficult things for the family of that colleague. This kind of person is very rare. This kind of person would definitely be very responsible in his work. He wasn't merely responsible in his work, he also liked to acquire new knowledge. Every day, after he got off work, he went to a mechanical engineering school to study. In that case, he would hardly have any time left at all to rest. You could say that. He used his time in exchange for knowledge. As a result, he has a very broad knowledge. Mom, I would also like to spend a little less money and use that money to help others. From now on, when I deliver papers and go to school, I'll ride my bicycle. There is no need for you to take me in the car. Here is the second conversation for comprehension. Again, a translation will appear at the end. This is a conversation between Wei and Zhao. Zhao starts the conversation. The title of this story is
老王这个人。小魏，你每天这个时候看电视，今天怎么没看？
不喜欢今天的节目，都不好，我什么都不愿意做。
你怎么这么不高兴？有什么事吗？
刚才老王说中文，有几个字我没听懂，他就说我没知识，不懂中国文化。
那也没什么，他说话很随便，你也可以说他没知识啊。
我说了，我是这么说的，老王，我不知道你有多少知识，懂多少中国文化，可是我知道你有不少毛病。
那就行了，他这个人虽然说话很随便，可是对朋友非常热情，谁有难办的事需要人帮忙，他都愿意帮忙。
我听说他从前学过机械，对汽车里的机器十分有研究，所以他觉得自己知识非常广泛，觉得别人没知识。
从前他也在汽车修理厂工作过两年，那个修理厂设备非常新，非常好，所以老王懂得很多。好些同学的汽车出了毛病，都去找老王修理。
说到汽车，我正想买一部旧汽车，现在每天我骑自行车上山到学校去太慢了。
你可以坐我的车跟我一块儿去啊。
不行，你是一个模范学生，早上上学去得那么早，我还没起来呢。买一部旧汽车花不了多少钱。
要买旧汽车得找老王一块儿去，美国车、外国车，各种车的机器他都懂。
我不想找他，要是他知道我连汽车也不懂，他又要说我没知识、没文化了。
不会吧，他常常帮我的忙，我先问问他什么时候有功夫。
他愿意帮你的忙，不一定愿意帮我的忙。我刚刚说他有不少毛病。
那也不要紧，同学们天天在一块儿，谁都有说话随便的时候。
你说的这种话都是模范学生的话，我最不喜欢听，请你少说一点好不好？
你这个人呢，你要不要买车吗？要买车就得去找老王。刚才 我上来的时候看见他在自己的房间里休息呢。我现在下去问问他什么时候有功夫，我们三个人一块儿去看旧汽车去。
好吧，听你的。完了。
The title of this story is This Fellow Wong. Young Wei, you watch television every day at this time. How come you are not looking at TV today? I don't like today's programs. They are all lousy. I don't want to do anything at all. How come you are so unhappy? Is there something wrong? Just now, when Wong was talking in Chinese,There were a few words I couldn't understand. He said I was stupid and knew nothing about Chinese culture. That's nothing. He talks very recklessly. You could also say that he is stupid too. I said that. I said it this way. Wong, I don't know how much knowledge you have or how much Chinese culture you know, but I do know that you have a lot of faults. That'll do it then. This guy, even though he talks rather recklessly,Nevertheless, towards his friends, he is very warm-hearted. Anyone that has something that's difficult to manage and needs some help, he's always willing to help. I heard he formerly studied mechanics and has a thorough understanding of automobile engines. For this reason, he feels he has a very broad range of knowledge, and everyone else is stupid. He also worked previously in an automobile repair plant for 2 years.That repair plant had very new facilities, and very good ones. As a result, Wong understands a great deal. Quite a few fellow students go and look for Wong when their cars break down. Speaking of cars, I'm now thinking of buying a used car. Each day when I ride my bicycle up the hill to school, it's much too slow. You can ride in my car and go together with me. No way.You're a model student. You go to school so early in the morning, I'm not even up yet. Buying a used car won't cost a great deal of money. If you're going to buy a used car, you should get Wong to go with you. He knows all about American cars, foreign cars, and the engines of all kinds of cars. I don't want to ask him. If he knew I didn't even know anything at all about automobiles, he'd say once again I was stupid.I don't think he would. He frequently helps me out. Let me ask him when he will have some free time. He may be willing to help you out, but that doesn't necessarily mean he would want to give me a hand. Just a while ago, I told him he had a lot of faults. That doesn't mean anything. When schoolmates are spending every day together, they often say things they don't mean. All this that you're saying is the talk of a model student.I don't like hearing it. How about talking a little less, eh? Gee, what a guy you are. Do you want to buy a car or not? If you want to buy a car, then you have to get hold of Wong. Just now, as I came up, I saw him resting in his room. I'll go down now and ask him when he has some free time, and the three of us will go together to look at used cars. Okay, have it your way.Listen again to the Chinese versions if you had any difficulties with idioms. This is written in a free style of conversation and very natural. End of tape B, side 2.